Welcome to Unfiltered. I'm your host, Sarah Jane Foster, and today's guest is a TikTok superstar with over 1 million followers. James Doyle, I'm so happy to have you here.
Well, thank you for having me.
So your life seems a little bit different than like this year compared to like how long are you going? You're only going like over a year, is it?
Yeah, so I'm I started my TikTok account April 2 years ago. So you're looking at probably 20, 21 months.
Okay, so where do you think the influencer industry is actually going?
People are just sick of the bullshit. You know, I think people are really sick of people just bollocksing and, like I said, thinking they know their shit when they really fucking don't, and they're just good looking and they got lucky with money, or their dad fucking gave them a small loan of a million or something. You know what I mean? Like, I think people are just sick of that shit, and people want people they can relate to. I think relatability.
Yeah.
In an age where, you know, everyone is so overexposed to what's perfect, I think people have an urge to relate to people instead of just like seeing rich people do rich people things. When relatability is like a major factor for why a person grows, they get to the stage where they grow out of relatability.
Okay.
And like, I even struggle with that myself, because like the more like...
Sorry, what do you struggle with?
Trying to stay relatable. Like, if I moved to England, right? Granted, for the first few months, I'm just the Leitrim lad who moved to England. Fair enough, but you get
Leitrim slash Westmeath. I like to claim you. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm living in Leitrim now. It depends on the humour. You know, it depends where I'm staying for a while.
Well, sorry, I know we're jumping, but I remember like speaking to you probably for one of the first times, and you turned around to me and you said Marsborough, and I was like, huh? I was like, sorry, say that again. And you were like, will we go in your car? And I was like, sorry, how does a guy from Leitrim / Caloocan speak like this? Like, where's his accent coming from? I love it, by the way.
I think it kind of stems from American telly.
Yeah, same.
I think, like, I watched a rake of Disney Channel as a young fella. So I think just me AORs sound posh because it's an American AOR. It's a car instead of a car, you know what I mean? I think that's, like, purely what it's based on.
Will you say it for us there?
Which one?
Protein bar.
Protein bar. I think, my accent. My accent's weird, and I thought I was kind of like I get called out the whole time. Oh, this lad's accent is fake. It's like, well, no, it's not. Like, sometimes, obviously, depends on the circumstance where I need to exaggerate it, or sometimes I need to lower it. You know what I mean? But just like I can move my accent to what where I need it to be. Like, you play into a persona that you're needed for in that role.
Oh, I can imagine. I always say this to people when I tell them, just anytime I'm ever with you out in public, and I do be just mind blowing. Young kids, like teenagers, I think the teenagers were a little bit apprehensive to come over to you, but the kids were just like right over, and you were so good with them.
Yeah, look, it's a weird thing, and I think most of it now is because I stand out like a sore thumb. You know, a big ginger head of me. You know, the mullet, it's the freshest mullet in Ireland, so you know.
Love it.
But no, it's just like, it's a whole different ball game than Anthony I'm used to. As soon as you see me, you're like, that's definitely him. Like, can't be anyone else.
Yeah.
So yeah, look, it's
Very unique looking, James.
Yeah, I'm like a beacon walking around when I'm outside. But look, I don't mind when people come over to me and stuff, and look, I'm happy to take photos and stuff. It's no hassle to me, you know. It takes about 2 seconds out of my day.
How do you form relationships now, knowing that people might only want to be pals with you because you're famous?
Yeah, I don't think I really give people a chance to be fake friends. Friends now has always been a weird thing for me growing up.
Okay, why is that?
I don't know. I just never, like, I've always had friends here and there. And then, like, I've had a lot of falling out with, you know, old mates of mine and stuff. This is before social media and everything. And
you struggled to actually have friendships before you were TikTok famous?
Yeah, like, look, just different things that went on in my life. Like, you know, especially when I was in school and stuff, I really struggled with, I suffered from eating disorders and stuff. And I went from being, you know, someone who was fairly popular in first, third year, even TY or whatever, to, you know, really feeling rough around the edges, I guess. And it kind of made me more apprehensive about everything. And I wouldn't be as, you know, social as I probably was prior to that. And it made me like fall out with a couple of mates of mine.
Well, what happened? Like, what did some?
You know yourself in school, like, you have to be mates. You have to be in the popular group or whatever. And like, I went from a stage of being kind of in that, not because I was like insanely cool or anything, you know what I mean? But it was just because the class I kind of fell in, you know, I was full of all the sound lads. And I kind of pedaled off the back of that. But then as soon as I went to TY, a lot of my mates moved on into fifth and sixth year when I was still in TY.
Okay.
And then,
that would have been tough though, like seeing your friends move on.
Yeah, it was. It was definitely a weird time for me. But sure, like I made friends, like I'm good at chatting to people.
Yeah.
So I made friends then with people in my year. But then when we moved into fifth year, they became friends with other people that I didn't really want to be friends with. And then that was a split again. So, you know, holding friendships was always kind of rough for me. But then once I left school, went into college, you know, I made new friends in college. And I think, look, I'm not at all envious over the fact that, you know, I have maybe three or four close friends to me. And even then, like I say, close friends, I think to any lad watching after, like, who's out of college now, you know, one of your best mates, I mightn't talk to him for like 3 months, you know what I mean? But I'd still call him like my best mate. So like, I think having four or five or whatever people around you is better than having like a large group. You keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Yeah.
You know, you have to keep an eye on them, and you can't let them know that, you know, they're snaky bastards. But
yeah,
you know, you don't want to go all St. Patrick on them and kick them out, you know, that kind of way.
I love it. So like, do you have girls just sliding into your DMs left, right and centre? That's a yes from James.
I have a couple, yeah, but...
Like, have you noticed that, like, girls just slide into your DMs since you blew up?
I'll ignore, like, 90% of them because, like, sure, what's the point? You know what I mean? I kind of got to sit. Now, granted, look, when I was in college, I thought it was the greatest thing ever because I was famous in college. I was like, I'm fucking sick,
oh,
you know?
Wow.
But, within, like, a month, I was like, well, what's the point here? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what am I really at? So
what is the weirdest thing that ever turned you on? Sorry, is James Doyle speechless?
Sorry,
what is this? Mic check. Is that mic working?
I don't know, like smells maybe? thing? Not like more like pheromones, you know? I'm
like Valentino?
No, but that's the thing. Like, it's not like unnatural smells. It's just like pheromones, you know? I think I'm a strong believer in pheromones in like, you know, like sweat and stuff. Not like that, I like the bang of sweat, but you get what I'm saying. Like I think pheromones come out in your, like your hormones come out in your sweat and stuff.
Okay.
So that's probably something that I'm a strong believer. Like I feel like when I'm more sexy, per se, like I'm after doing a gym session. Pheromones are based on loads of different things.
Okay. Obviously,
just being like healthy or whatever. Like as a man, my pheromones are strongest when I'm doing something that involves a lot of testosterone. Whereas like for women, it might just have to do with their, you know, their cycle. So like, you know, on different cycles, obviously women have different levels of estrogen. They carry themselves in a way and they eat healthy and stuff, so obviously their hormone levels are more prominent, you know what I mean? Like I believe I'm a strong believer on that, so maybe.
Okay, that's a really cool answer. I actually really like that. It's very interesting. Describe your I'm getting the ride tonight outfit.
GA jersey and jeans.
Okay, so what about your fetishes? Like, what fetish do you have? Do you have a foot fetish? Because some guy slipped into my DMs the other day, been like, will you sell me your tights? I want to smell your feet. I was like, you obviously never seen my feet, buddy. Suck these toes. What's your fetishes?
I'm fairly vanilla now, in a sense.
Vanilla, baby.
Yeah, like a bit of Jack Harlow, you know. I have dealt with some people who do have, you know, strong fetishes in a
like
sense.
Like what?
Like the daddy thing is like, that's normal enough, but like I've had one person in particular who was very extreme with that, and I was like,
hold on, what do you mean the daddy thing?
You know, like the it's a domination thing.
Fair enough. Okay, what about girls making the first move? Do you think girls need to make the first move, or do you think guys need to make the first move?
I think people are just too scared of like, look, I'm gonna take it back to like the whole entrepreneurship. I think people are just afraid of failure, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Fuck it, if you get rejected, move on. Like, I think it doesn't matter which side of the board you're playing on.
Yeah.
Just go for it, like, worst case scenario. Like, if you're waiting on the other person to make the move, sure, it could never happen. You know what I mean? Just do it. If you feel like it's going to happen, just do it.
Yeah. And, like, so what would you like, what would you...
No, it makes no sense. If I like a girl, like, I'll approach them.
You just go for it.
Yeah, vice versa. It doesn't matter.
It's fair enough.
Because I do find it very hard to trust people in the position I'm in, obviously, because people would want to take advantage of you.
Yeah.
So you always have to, you know, be second guessing, like, everyone. And you have to really be able to find out who's being authentic and who's not.
Yeah, but, I can imagine.
I'm in a good position, and I'm surrounded by, you know, positive people, especially like my family to support me a lot, and any of the friends I hang around with now, like, I know do support me, and they're not just kind of like, you know, because I had a few you know, ex-mates of mine reach out then after I got famous, trying to, you know,
hey, want to meet up, buddy?
And it's like, lad, I haven't talked to you in about 3 years, you know what I mean? Like, it's, yeah, like, and there was a reason I hadn't. So I just, you know, those kind of things, yeah, I just stay away from that. So no, I'm in a good position.
Yeah.
With that now, yeah.
Were you really confident in school that people kind of felt a little bit jealous of you back in school?
No, definitely okay. Not. No, there was no, like, I was a completely different person in school than I am now.
Why is that though?
Just because I didn't have the confidence, like. You know, like, look, in primary school, I was happy out. It was a very small, like, I went to primary school in the back arse of Leitrim, like, you know what I mean? It was like,
yeah,
maybe 12 people in my class. Like, okay, everyone kind of had to get on. You were kind of forced to get on with everyone. And then secondary school came, you know, I was happy out again. But then it was kind of the stage where, like, hormones started playing a part because I was hitting puberty and stuff. And it just completely kind of, my mental health just went downhill, basically consistently after, like, third year.
Okay. And who was there for you then when that started to happen?
Well, I keep everything, like, kind of secret, you know, like, I wouldn't be telling anyone, but, and I think it is really bad that, like, men's mental health is seen in that sort of a way where, you know, you have to keep everything secret.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely improved over the last couple of years, and I think, you know, social media has changed in a way where authentic content is kind of being shown more, and people are enjoying that rather than people showing a character or whatever, and it's definitely went a long way, especially I think TikTok in general has made it so, like, it's not just Instagrammers showing off their body and stuff, whereas, yeah, it's actual, like, real people telling their stories and, you know, interacting with their followers.
Yeah.
Which is great because, like, it's allowed, like, in that position, when I was, like, in third year or whatever, like, I'd look at my body and never feel content, you know what I mean? And, like, I was big into sports and everything, but I'd always see, like, you know, I've always been built pretty wide. I got to the stage where I was at a really good level in rugby. Like, I was playing for me club, which, look, we played for Longford. The club wasn't great at it. We got to a final every year, but it was like the third division final and we lost it every year. So it was like, that was a bit depressing.
Yeah.
But I was playing Midlands rugby for the year group above me. So say I would have been under 14s, I was playing for under 15s Midlands rugby, which is like the highest level that you can get to at that stage. And then obviously in my actual year group, I played that level as well. But then it was in that second year where my, like, you know, I stopped eating properly, like, I just stopped.
So was this in secondary school?
Yeah, so this would have been in maybe what, TY or something.
So you were, because you were saying after third year your mental health kind of went down.
Yeah,
okay.
It was around then. It was just like, I don't know what happened, but I just, like, lost all kind of interest in it. I wasn't eating, so I had no energy to kind of push myself. And, like, I was traveling from Leitrim down to Tullamore twice a week trying to do my junior shirt at that time. And then the second year I had to do it again. Ooh. And then playing with Longford, and, you know, then on a Saturday I was playing in Leinster, so you'd be driving from Leitrim down to, like, Wicklow or something, so it was a lot. And
so do you think you just maybe took on too much at that time, or was it a cumulative thing?
Look, I was even thinking this because my brother's actually started playing rugby, and I went to see his game over the weekend. Look, it did definitely make me miss it, because I did love rugby. I really did love it. It was weird because I never was a big fan of watching sports. Like, even, like, I just can't sit down. I don't have the patience for it. I can't sit down, like, even in a game of, like, soccer or whatever, like, can't sit down for anything.
So what, you
time.
Like playing it, you just don't like watching it.
I love playing it. I will watch it. Like, look, I watch when Ireland are playing rugby and stuff, but, like, I was never a man for sitting down and watching sport. I always wanted to play it.
Okay.
And, like, they're watching the brothers game or whatever. And I was watching it. I was like, what would I have done in that position? Do you know what I mean? Or, like, you know, thinking about what to do right in it. And it did make me really miss it. Because I did have so, I really enjoyed it until just my physical health went, and then my mental health because of that. And it's just, I wasn't in a great position. And, like, it was shocking because I was at a stage where I remember, like, I was really skinny. Looking back at photos, like, I was really skinny because, sure, I wasn't eating. Like, I'd wake up in the morning, I wouldn't eat breakfast. I'd throw my lunch in the bin at wow. school. Then I'd come home and eat a plate of rice. And or, like, I wouldn't eat before going to rugby training, and then coming home from rugby training, I'd eat a plate of rice and that's it for the day. You know what I mean? Because I knew nothing about nutrition. Like, they don't teach you in school about nutrition in any regard. You know what I mean? So, like, I didn't know what a protein was or anything. I just, like, oh, rice is, you know, like, yeah. That's healthy. It has to be healthy. Everyone eats rice, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
So that's all I'd eat. And So of course I had no energy. So I was eating nothing. And I was really skinny. I was like really, really skinny.
Yeah.
And I remember looking in the mirror and thinking like I was just the fattest man going around. You know what I mean? Because like, sure, I hold all me fat on me love handles. I remember like at being 15 years of age or whatever, holding on to me love handle and just being like, jeez, I'd love to cut it off.
Oh my God.
It's like it was a really bad place. And it really just killed off me really all sense of purpose or anything, you know what I mean? Like I really, even going into leaving cert, like in fifth and sixth year, I had no idea what I wanted to do.
So how long was your eating disorder? Like how long do you think that actually went on for?
I would have struggled for definitely over a year anyway.
And did people know, or was it such a like a silent thing?
I kept it secret. The only like I eventually, wow. The only reason why anyone found out is because I was one night randomly I was in my granny's and I was actually crying in my bedroom to myself. Like my granny came in and I was like, "What's wrong?" And then I was bawling my eyes out and I told her what I was going through or whatever.
Yeah.
Went to help then. Took antidepressants for a bit.
Okay.
And you know, look, I think most of it was just hormones. I tried to just switch my life around a bit, but I really struggled because I was in a place where I didn't know what I wanted. I had no, like I was good at school. I was never great at school. You know what I mean? And like, I knew like I liked making content and stuff. Like I had tried playing around with, like I know how to use every editing program, every graphic design program out there. Like, because I had nothing else. Like I knew I was really good at my computer. I was always like big into video games. Like I was like that fat little Minecraft kid growing up.
Yeah.
And, I always had that mentality of like, you know, loving the computer. Like I always wanted to be a Minecraft YouTuber and stuff. So I kind of like, I just focused on playing video games because that's the only thing that really made me happy. And it was like, it was just like a thing where I didn't really feel like I could open up about it because like I said, you'd go on Instagram, you just see lads with their abs and stuff, you know, everyone.
So you were looking at social media at the time and like comparing.
There was a bit of that. Like, look, it's not like I was very into it or whatever, like into social media, but like you'd always see it and you'd be like, I remember like I used to Photoshop abs onto me. It's completely mad, like even looking back, how obsessed I was with the fact that I just never felt kind of good enough because my body was never good enough.
Yeah.
And that just transcended into, you know, self-doubt in every regard. I just had no concept of anything I wanted. It was only then over COVID when I had to sit down with myself and like, I think COVID was great for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because it really made you reflect on everything.
Okay.
And I remember like it was literally just one random night. I think it was like 6 or 7 months into lockdown. One random night, I was playing video games with the lads. And like, we'd all do it now in fairness. We'd all like wake up at fucking 2 in the afternoon, play video games until four in the morning. Do that on a cycle. Like some nights I literally fell asleep in my gaming chair and just woke back up playing video games, you know what I mean? I was actually really good at Call of Duty at the time.
Yeah,
like really good somehow. But
what
anyway,
do you mean somehow?
I don't know, because it was all shady shooters anyway. I played it that much that I got really good at it. But one random night I was just thinking to myself, I was like, all these lads that I'm playing with have something going for them, whether it's like, you know, they're going to do something that they really want to do in college, even if it's just teaching.
So again, you're like playing games like with people online and then you're still comparing yourself.
Yeah, so like it would have been all my mates, like, but you know, whether they're going on playing sports that they're really good at, they're going into a college course that they're passionate about, whether they're doing whatever, you know, whether they're in a job already that they're doing.
Okay.
And like I was always looking at that and thinking to myself, like, I have nothing. Once COVID is over, they'll all go back to living their normal lives. I will be sat here playing video games like a degenerate for the rest of my life. Not that video games are bad, but that's all I would be doing. And if that's all you're doing, living at home, playing video games, like you know, it's like someone out of a South Park episode. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and I was like, no, I don't want that. So I decided that night, it was like 4 or 5 months before COVID kind of opened back up stuff. And it was that night I decided I'm going to do something.
Yeah.
Gyms opened back up and I said, look, I'm just going to give it a go, you know what I mean? Like I tried working out and stuff because obviously like I did struggle with body issues when I was in school and stuff, and I tried working out, but I was working out in like a club gym or trying to work out in my bedroom, and I was never like, you never either had the facilities for it or I didn't have the motivation for it.
Yeah.
And I decided then that when I go to the gym, and that's all it took. It took me to go to the gym. And then I was like, okay, I'm here now. I have to start working out. So I was like, I just started doing it. And I was like, yeah, I kind of enjoy this. Within like, I just had to give me all for a few months, see how it goes. Within like 2 or 3 months, just going like four or five days a week. Me arms started getting bigger. Like I was pretty hefty because I put on a lot of weight over COVID because I was literally immobile. I was just sitting down playing video games, eating all day. So
can I just stop you there?
Yeah.
Like, do you kind of become obsessed with things? So yeah. You were like obsessed with like big how time. You looked and obsessed with the video games. Now you're obsessed with the gym.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're on to like, okay, this is just interesting to see.
I'm like anything I do, like it is all I will do for the next. However, 6 months until I get like just fed up of it and move on to the next thing.
Fair enough.
So like...
You're in the gym.
Yeah, I got into the gym and just gave me all... Just became literally just, like you said, obsessed with it. And I was just... I see my arms getting bigger and I was like, just this class, filling out t-shirts, you know what I mean? And I was just... I was a year then into the gym, or I was about 9 months, and I had to start going working on site because summer came around, so college was over. I was in college just... at this stage, but it was different because college was online for the first year.
Oh, that's right.
It was, yeah, my first year of college was shite. Yeah, it was all online. College first year online was really bad because I'd like set up watching, I'd look forward to a Zoom call on a Saturday night and drink like half a naggin on a Zoom call. It was just so depressing. Like,
so you didn't get to experience the college life in first year?
No, okay. It took till second year. But then second year came around and that's when I started working properly. And when I started working again, I started making TikToks, and that's how I got into it. I was just like, look, I'm after working out for a full year, put on a lot of size, I'm in the best shape of my life.
So you're feeling confident?
Yeah, I was feeling really good then. And I was like, sure, look, I'm just gonna upload a video. So it took a month for me to take it out of my drafts to actually press the post button. So I had the video made for a month just sitting there.
This week's episode of Unfiltered is sponsored by the award-winning Apache Pizza Mullingar. They're in business 20 years this year, and I've been a regular customer of theirs over the years. They put their heart and soul into their business, and Apache Pizza Mullingar give back to their community immensely. They're a huge part of Mullingar, and I'm incredibly proud to call them my friends. James, will we go for an Apache Pizza?
Yeah.
So you're... after like bulking up, you're looking fabulous, you're feeling really confident, yeah. And you've made a video and it's in your drafts on TikTok.
Yeah.
And so you've just been scrolling before this. You've never posted before?
Never posted a video, no. Like I never even had TikTok until I got the urge just to be like, I kind of want to make a TikTok. So I literally downloaded TikTok maybe in February of that year. So I remember distinctly looking it up. So I only had TikTok for like a month or two, and I was like, yeah, well, I want to post something. So I made a video, I made a little edit of me transformation in some regard.
Wow.
And went to post it, but I just couldn't build up the confidence to post it because it was a lot, you know, for like a lad in Leitrim to be posting videos of him topless in a Ben Dunne bathroom, you know what I mean, flexing. Like, I was like, and I'm gonna, everyone in the parish is gonna think I have notions, you know, never mind the people I go to college with and everything, you know. So I was like, I don't know if I can. And it was actually my roommate at the time. He basically just persuaded me. It was the last, college was over for a semester at this stage. So I was sitting there for a month and he just said to me, look, it's now or never, just post it. You know what I mean?
And was he posting on TikTok?
No, he wasn't. Okay. No, he was just, you know, he was telling me, just do it. Like,
why was he telling you to do it? Like, what was his motive for telling you that?
He knew that, like, I look good in the video.
Okay.
Like, it was the best shape I've ever been in my life at that time. And he was just like, just do it. Like, sure, what's the harm that can happen? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I'll do it. Because my thesis was, if I'm done the semester in college, at least the lads in college are going to have to wait another 3 months to slag me over it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because I'd be working on site. And at the time I was thinking, like, just no one on site has a TikTok. You know,
they're too
I mean?
Old.
Like, should we all fucking have TikTok? I found out now fairly quickly. I was like a month in and lads were showing me my TikTok. And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. Sure. One of my videos within the first like...
No, keep going back with the first one. Keep telling me about the first one. You'd made it.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I ended up posting it. And then I was like, I just realized, yeah, I really enjoy making edits and stuff. So I started doing that. And then I started
Did it get a good reaction?
Got like 1,000, 2,000 views. Like,
for your first video,
it was
bad.
All right. Like, I remember watching it. Like, I'd watch it on loop or whatever, and I'd be like, oh god, I'm worried about what people think.
Okay.
No one came across it for a while because I didn't use any Irish tags or anything. So obviously, like, it hit like a UK audience at the start or whatever. So no one mentioned it to me, and I kept posting, hoping no one would see it. Eventually, a couple of lads back home seen it, and about I had uploaded like 10 or 15 times at this stage.
Okay.
And they were like, they were just like, you know, oh, I seen your TikTok. And I was like, yeah, okay, I'm moving on. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I just kind of put it to the side. Then then I started, and I'd only make videos like at home at this stage after work. But then I started getting brazen and I started uploading videos that I like, I started making videos at work or at lunch or whatever. And them ones started to really take off. And
like, what were you making?
It was mostly sounds, you know. I was just doing sounds and I was bringing it back to the gym, or like, it was a lot of, they weren't thirst traps, but they were like, oh, here's me, I work on a site and I'm also, you know, jacked, you know what I mean, like that type of video, you know what I mean.
Okay.
Like, I knew what I was doing, but yeah, like, they weren't, you know, I wasn't obvious that I was a thirst trap or whatever.
Yeah.
And because I was just confident in myself and I was like, you know, fuck it, I'll do it, like, why, yeah, who's gonna stop me? And started posting them, started doing, that's when I started, I actually reviewed a protein milk one day. That was actually, that was start of protein
on
more.
The building site.
It was on, it was at lunch.
Right.
I,
so where were the other lads in the hard hats? Like, were they there beside
it
you?
It was gas. I basically, I was cutting at the time, right? So okay. I was trying to lose the weight and the lads were gone in for, it was actually, it was only two of us at the time. We were in the van. I don't know where we were going. I think it wasn't like actual on the site. We were doing maintenance in shops or whatever. So we're in Kildare.
Right.
And in Kildare, there, down beside Newbridge, there is a filling station and there's a lovely place that does carveries and they do full breakfast in there. And we stopped in and he said, all right, I'm going in for breakfast. And I was like, oh no, I can't, I have my ham sandwiches. Right? So I sat in the car and went to the shop, went to the filling station across the road, got a protein, Nutramino chocolate protein milk.
Plug.
I'm just not like responsible, I don't care, just, you know, my protein, cold protein bar. But anyway, ended up buying that and I done a review of it sitting in the van, ate me ham sandwiches. And I was just like, you know, I'll just do a review of it. Yeah. Shite, like, it was literally just me bollocksing on. Like, I think that's the thing that people kind of enjoyed about the reviews, is that anyone who watched them, they didn't really care about the product. It was just like me waffling about what I got up to during the day. It was like nearly like a mini podcast about my day.
Okay.
And I was just like, yeah, chocolate milk's grand, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, yeah, so today I woke up, she had a shite day today at work, lads, like I was doing sockets and I was like, whatever, you know what I mean? And
yeah,
I give it a 7 out of 10, you know what I mean? So that was basically it. And then I started doing protein bars. And
say it again,
protein bar. And then
I love it.
And that's how that happened. You know, and it was kind of weird because none of them videos actually done very well. Like, maybe 10,000 views at max, which at the time to me was like huge. You know what I mean? And 10,000 views on a video when I only had like a couple thousand followers.
I remember you telling me that you, when you got to 10,000 followers, that was like when you started to notice people changing the way they looked at you. Like, everyone was like, oh, that's James Doyle.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
That will never be bet. Like, even, like, look, now I know me million, when I hit million followers,
James, that video you made.
But that's the thing, it was so weird because
I loved it.
I hit a million and I felt nothing. This was the night before. So that when I made that video, was the day after.
I was nearly crying for you.
But that, like, I don't know what it was. That night that I actually hit it, I remember I was at a gig in Cork, okay, right? So I was doing an appearance on Cork and I was there, I was actually with Jim. And I remember saying to Jim, like, it's like, I don't know, I just feel like empty. Now, it's kind of like on a downer a bit. I was like,
why though? Why are we on a downer?
I don't know. It's just some days, you know what I mean? Like, I just didn't feel great. I was like,
but like, was there stuff going on, like, on your TikTok where you were like, numbers, I'm not getting.
There was nothing. It was just like, sure, I knew I was going to hit a million.
You're just having a bad day.
Yeah, it just felt so unrewarding that it was like, I finally realized it was kind of just a number. Do you know what I mean? I was like, okay, I had a million, now what? You know what I mean? Like, now gone to two. And I remember saying it to Jim that night. I was like, this is like, I just feel like shit, like. And I had that same attitude that entire night, done me gig, came home, went to the hotel, woke up the next morning. I had to wake up at like 8 or something to go somewhere. I had something on really early. Got into the car. I was like, I better make a video. I was literally getting into the car. I still had the same attitude. I was like, I better.
So you had hit at 1 million at this time?
Yeah. This was the day after I hit it. I was like, better make a video saying thanks or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, honest to God, I was just going to fake it. I was just going to be like, oh, thanks very much. And I felt like shit. I felt like absolute shit. Got into the car, put on record. I was about 3 words in and I just started bawling crying.
Yeah, I know.
And I don't know where it came from. I was so unprepared. And I literally, it was funny because someone actually commented, they go, Jersey, are you trying to be sincere and you had edited the shit out of the video? Sure. If I left the video, it was like recorded for 7 minutes straight, and it turned out to be like a 2 minute video because that other five was just me bawling my eyes out.
Yeah.
And like it came out of absolutely nowhere. I went in with the attitude that I was going to have to just fake some sort of reaction, like, oh, thanks very much. And like I literally, like, this is just being dead honest 100%.
Yeah.
I just felt shit. As soon as I got into the car, I just started bawling my eyes out. And I was like, why am I crying? Like, I think I said in the video, I was like, I don't know why I'm crying. Like, I just, like, I don't really understand. And I just spoke from my heart then. And it was such a weird experience. Because I remember pausing the video to stop recording. Like,
yeah.
And I was like, why did I do that? Why did I just cry? Like, what just happened?
Well, why do you think you were crying?
Because obviously I just...
Really, I got it why you were crying. But why do you think you were crying?
Like, I just don't think it hit me, like, how mad... Until I really thought about it. That I was, like, there by myself, just talking to myself about, like, I just hit 1 million followers. I don't think it actually just hit me. You know what I mean? Insane. I think it was just waiting. Because I called my mom straight after. I was, like... Because she called me that night, and I told her I just felt like shit. Like, I was, like, no, I'm not in any way.
But
like,
would that be your character to feel like shit?
Like, no. Like, usually, like, I do feel good about it, but like, look, I'm always driven by the next goal and things. I think that's why I'm doing so well at what I am, because like, even when I see my analytics, like, look, I know people say don't look at your numbers because it will fuck you up mentally, like looking at your numbers too much.
Okay.
Every day I will get, or not every day, but every like once a week I will look at my numbers and say, if I see I hit 70 million views on TikTok this month, which is like an insane number.
That's incredible, James.
The thing is though, all I can see is going on to the individual day. You know, one day I hit like 30 million views in a day, which was like, it definitely was a big stat boost or whatever. But like,
then get other you by,
days,
like.
Yeah. Other days I was hitting like, I hit like 5 million in one day. I hit like 2 million in another day. But one or two days I only hit like 400,000, 500,000 views. And all I could think about was, could have been 72 million if I hit an extra couple hundred thousand views.
But what will that do for you though?
Nothing. It doesn't do anything. But like that's all I can think of when I see that number. It's like, yeah, but it couldn't be better. Could it? Yeah, fuck. If I just uploaded an extra two videos that day, I would have got 72 million views instead of 70. That's all I can think about. So like when I hit the million, I was like, no, I want 2 million. You know what I mean? Like,
so like, just to stop you there, when you're talking about numbers, I know we're all gone obsessed with numbers from social media, how many followers we have, how many likes we have. And can you make money from TikTok?
Yeah. Like, it's... Jesus Christ. Like, I never go back to working on sites. Like, the fact that I, like, put so much... Like, I was even there. I was driving home from Sligo this morning.
Yeah.
And I seen someone on the side of the road with a hard hat in their hand, high vis on. And they're obviously waiting for a lift at, like, 7 in the morning. Like, I remember, it just took me as a flashback. I was at 4 in the morning... Like 2 years ago, I was waiting outside my front door, waiting to get a lift off one of the lads to bring me onto the site. Like, and I just remember, I was like, God, that was so depressing.
Don't ever bring me back.
No, I was like, I can never do that. I just can't do that again. Like, it's such a weird world. And like, look, some days are tough, obviously. Like, not every day is going to be sunshine and rainbows.
Of course.
But like, just, I'm in the most blessed position ever. Yeah. I love my job. I have a real passion for creating content. It's mad. So I've always been into it. And like, just the fact that I'm in a position where I can make money off my hobby is like the craziest thing ever. Like, you can't go into it thinking you're going to make money. Like,
okay.
I came into it just wanting to make videos.
Yeah.
So I just kept doing it. And then I was like, yeah, I'm actually pretty good at this. And then it was only in the last year that I started turning it into a job. Like, I was earning money longer than a year. Like, maybe like, I was earning money now a year and maybe 6 months or so.
That's incredible.
But I wasn't earning real money because no one would take me seriously, because I was like, sure, I was cursing and all my content was half-arsed and stuff.
Whereas okay.
I've taken the last year especially to professionalize myself a bit more and to be actually taken serious.
Yeah.
And like, it is really hard being 21 and not like, no one takes you serious at 21 years of age. And like, I don't blame them. You know what I mean? Like, there's a reason why we have like most expensive car insurance, just for an example. You know what I mean? Like, you're basically I am a completely different person than I was last year. I'm a completely different person than I was the year before.
And you should be.
Yeah,
like, exactly. You absolutely should be. It'd be a bit weird if you weren't.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you're not showing self-growth, like, you know, there is something wrong. But like, next year, I'm going to be a completely different person than I am this year. Vice versa, you know. And it is really hard to be taken seriously and to kind of present yourself in a way that I am a professional in what I do. Like, thankfully, I'm in a place where like my content is based on... it is based on what I do day to day. So like, no matter what I do, as long as I'm doing something half interesting. Like, I really do struggle when I have nothing to make content about. So, like, all I had my worst month ever in December. I had my best month ever this January.
So, creative block in December.
It's just because it wasn't even creative block. I was just doing nothing. Whereas, like, I went to Morocco for a week and I pushed, like, I think 20, 30 million views that week or something. Once I can think of an idea to make content, like, even there, I was putting out the... It doesn't even have to be something extravagant that I'm doing. Like, I went to Morocco, like I said, that was big. Obviously, you can make content about that. Anyone who has...
So, did you just go to Morocco just to make content?
A sense of me, like, a part of me did. A part of me... Like, look, I wanted to go on holiday anyway, but, like, I work more on holiday.
So, who went with you then?
I went with my mate, like. I went with... Alfie's my mate. We met in college or whatever, because we're in the same course, and we went on like basically on a limb on a holiday last year to Malta, and then we went. It was coming to the last day of the holiday. We had flights booked home, and we're like, "Ah, sure, we don't have college for another 3 days. We'll just go to France." So we just booked tickets to France.
Oh, I love that.
In Malta, so we're like, "Fuck it, why not?" Said we'll go to Morocco this year because it was the cheapest tickets you could get. It was £20 a ticket.
So he expected you to be creating content, because if I like,
I told him, look. I'm going to be making content every day. Like, I'm going to be making a lot of
videos. Now, James, did you pay for him, like, for his holiday? Because
I did not. Sure, he got to do his own thing. Like, he just was into videos. You know what I mean? Like,
okay. And he didn't mind. So, like, people that are around you, they're obviously going to know when they're with you that, like, this is your life. This is what you're going to do.
Yeah.
But do you have boundaries, though?
In a certain regard.
Like family events. Do you have the phone out?
No. Like, it's only if I need to make a video on something. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm in Morocco, I know the potential is there to make a video. Whereas, like, if I'm at, like, family dinner, like, it's like I'd really be forcing content. And I don't want to do that. It's only if something happens naturally. Like I was putting out the bins over Christmas. And I was like...
Jesus Christ.
Literally, I was putting out the bins. And I needed to...
And I made a video on it.
I needed a video, what, right?
2 million views.
And I was like, I needed to jump on the bin to get the bin down so I could put it in. Yeah. It like went viral. I got like 2 million views of me just being like, oh, look at me jumping on a bin. You know, like, that's genuinely, it was just like, that's how the top presses work. It's like, I need a video. All right. I'll do me chores anyway. Put out the bins. I was like, yeah, I can make a video about this. Stuck it up.
But what's the long-term plan? As in regarding, like, do you want to make, like, are you self-branding yourself? Do you want to make yourself a business? Like, what is the goal with your TikTok and all of these figures and all these 2 millions and
at
3 million?
At the moment, I'm just trying to leverage my views. Or me stats into working on telly.
Okay.
So going on to telly now is my main priority. I've done a bit of work for the RT Player. And look, I've been trying to get me headed. See, the issue is, if it's up to me, I can work my whole off to get somewhere. That's why I'm so good at TikTok, because I upload a shit ton because I know I need to get there. Whereas when you're trying to get onto telly and stuff, it's always up to someone else. If you keep working, it might never come. You know what I mean? You can work as hard as you want, it might never come. But the thing is, you have to keep working just in case you get lucky.
But I was shocked when you told me that you wanted to be on TV, because like, people your age don't really watch TV.
Yeah, like, I don't really watch TV.
Why do you want to be on TV? Like, why do you want, what is it?
It's just an ego thing. It's all just an ego thing. You know, like I said, I always
I love
have
the
that.
Honesty, but you are on Unfiltered, so... Hit me with it.
James
Doyle has a big ego.
You have to have a big ego in this industry. Like, if you don't have a big ego, you're in the wrong industry. But I wrote about this in my college dissertation, talking about the ego, how, like, you use it as a driving factor, because the ego basically just pushes you to the level that you have to be at. And if you have a fragile ego, like, you're not going to get there, because you're going to be too stuck in things that don't happen instead of things that you want to happen.
Do you think you're out of that mind frame then, like, been stuck on what won't happen?
I try and not get stuck on things. I just keep, look, you just have to put your head down, keep going at it. You know, obviously you're going to have a bit of whining about something every once in a while, but, like, you just have to, like, be like, okay, fuck it, it happened, move on to the next thing. You know what I mean? There's always going to be something bigger. I think the gym really put that into me, because obviously in the gym you have to keep working to stay consistent.
So give you that kind of discipline.
Level. Yeah, it gave you discipline in a sense. And I took that into, you know, my career going forward in making content, like, because people think, especially, like, I got this a lot with the protein bar thing. Like, I was working 6 days, or I was posting 6 times a day while I was working 12 to 14 hours on a building site. And I was going to the gym for 3 hours in the evening. I done that all summer, posting an average of 5.6. That's the average. So some days I was posting like 8 to 10 times a day. So... like, I worked my whole off for that, just making content. Granted, look, it's in the industry that I'm in. My brain is just made for it. Like, not everyone can post that many times a day. It's impossible. I'm just really good at finding things and being like, yeah, make that into a content. Like, that's just the way my brain is wired. Not everyone can do that. But, like, if you just give your all to the thing that you think you're good at, you will get to the stage where, like, luck will find you. You know what I mean? You don't, luck doesn't come out of anywhere.
Yeah, but you create your own luck. So, and being prepared for the opportunity always helps, right?
You just, you climb onto the opportunity and you have to make sure you manage it right. Like, even Protein Bar, like, it bumped me up by 160,000 views or 160,000 followers, which at the time I was like, this is class or whatever. But like then that January, so 6 or 7 months later, I was on about 400,000 views.
What do all these figures translate to for you?
Just like a stepping stone, like, just to get to the next level. It's always to get to the next level.
But the next level of what though?
Just to myself, like. Yeah, like, look, I want to do everything.
But
like,
that's a hobby then.
Yeah, but it's all a hobby. Like, every job I ever want to do is a hobby. Like, I'm not going to do something if I don't enjoy it.
Yeah, but if you're not making money, it's a hobby.
Yeah, in a sense. But, like, look, I make enough money to survive well. Like, you know, I could do TikTok for the rest, not the rest of me, because like, everything has an expiry date. You know? Like, it might be 10 years down the line, but no matter what, you have to keep refreshing your shit. And, like, just... Even if I were to fall off as a personality on TikTok, right? I have...
Do you fear that you will?
No, because there's no point fucking fearing Anton. Like, if you fear Anton, you're just going to think about that. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I fall off on TikTok, which eventually will happen, I have the brain and the knowledge to be able to do something else with what I know. Even if I don't have to be the center of attention, I can easily be behind something else. You know what I mean? Like
do you like being the center of attention?
Yeah, of course.
Why do you think
that
is?
Like I said, like, I just have an ego. Like, I always want to prove myself. I've always just wanted to prove myself. That's why I do TikTok, is to prove myself.
But where does that come from then, do you think?
You're just kind of made with it. Like, you're born with some sense of want. And like, even like growing up, like, I was never content with my body, you know what I mean? And it was only when like I figured out that I have to do something to get content with it.
Yeah.
So like, you're always chasing the next thing. And like, I do have, like, I do get addicted to things. Like, I got addicted to the gym, got addicted to making content. Like, I think I'm just driven in more of a sense than being addicted to something. Like, if it's something that I think drives me in an area that I want to go into, then I'll put my all into it. I hate having to think about a video to make. I don't love something in the moment. I love what the potential of me doing something can lead to. I'm always looking for the next thing. Like, it's
but then you're not living in the moment.
I know, but I never do. But like,
but then do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
In a sense, it's both.
How?
Because, you know, you have to smell the roses while they're fresh.
You
know what I mean?
Be like, fucking smelling them.
But that's
they're
the thing.
Dead by the time you even know they're there.
That's the thing, like, because I don't take time to do that. So like, I'm never content with what I'm at. But then at the same time, if I was too content in what I'm at, I'm not going to be focused on the next thing. And then I'm going to take my foot off the accelerator and then, bleh, it's done. You know what I mean? Like, so that's why I love to think about the next thing. So I'm always looking forward to the thing that comes after.
I've been looking forward to getting you on this podcast for so long. We've been friends for a while now, and I really wanted people to just get to know you the way I've gotten to know you over the last year. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you very much for having me.